Hello, hi, welcome. The show's name is Politics.
Although
what? I just call it Politics. I don't know what you're trying to... Are you trying to make some kind of joke here? Or I just call it Politics. Are you trying to denigrate the great institution of politics by calling it something else?
Perhaps.
Okay. Well, what would you call it?
Politics!
Okay, my name is Presh.
And my name is Dil.
And the title of this episode is Floyd Shivambu Leaves the EFF. Right?
Let's hear about it.
So, this week, Floyd Shivambu, the deputy president of the EFF, left to join the MK party.
Mm.
So, I thought it would be a good idea to explain who he is and why this is significant.
Lovely.
Especially for our international listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, does the average South African know who Floyd Shivambu is?
Probably not.
Right, so I think this is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right, everybody could do to learn a little bit more about Floyd Shivambu.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I wish I could do a poll to find out specifically how many people know about him and how many people don't.
Mm.
I'd love to know that.
Mm.
But anyway, our story starts with our ruling party, the ANC. And at the time, Jacob Zuma was president of the country, and both Julius Malema and Floyd Shivambu were members of the ANC Youth League. This was around 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I was in grade 10,
mm.
playing under 15 rugby, because I was 1 year ahead of where I should be.
Nice.
So,
big man.
Okay, that's the opposite of being a big man. I was 1 year younger.
You said ahead, one yes, year ahead.
Because I was,
because you were a big man.
No.
You were playing with the big boys.
I should have been playing for the under 16s, but I was playing for the under 15s.
Oh.
Because I was 1 year younger than I should have been.
Okay.
I was in grade 9. I mean, you know, the coastal schools in South Africa, they start at a year younger.
Mm.
So when I moved inland to Joburg, I was 1 year younger than... Mm. Everyone in my grade around me.
I feel you.
Right? That's why I'm saying I was under 15 when I should have been 16.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't know why we took this digression, right?
Mm.
Right, so...
We were talking about Jacob Zuma being the president. Oh, yes. I remember that time.
Julius Malema was expelled from the ANC for... fomenting divisions and bringing the party into disrepute. Now, I don't remember specifically what he did to bring the ANC into disrepute, and none of the articles I've read mention it either, but I remember it had to do with something with Zuma. Mm. Like they were beefing for some reason.
Mm.
But anyway, the important thing is that Malema was expelled and Floyd Shivambu willingly chose to leave the ANC to join his friend.
Oh my goodness.
The following year, they create the EFF together with Malema. And Malema is the, like, front-facing politician, the the showman, if you will.
Mm.
And then, he does all the speeches, all the public engagements.
Mm-hmm.
He's the face of the party.
For sure.
And then Shivambu is the strategist behind the curtains who deals with all the nuts and bolts of policy.
Mm.
Right? Because, you know, like...
The nitty gritty.
Yes, we need somebody who's going to drill down into the nitty gritty and like really iron out the full, you know, the specifics of the policy and get that wording correct, because, you know, there are people who will take advantage if the legislation is not airtight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people always looking for loopholes to exploit.
Nasty.
Yes.
That's where all the corruption comes from.
Them
loopholes.
Mm.
Leaking out of the bag of corruption.
Anyway, the following year they create the EFF together.
Mm-hmm.
I think I already said this.
Yes. So we got a new party.
Right. Now, we don't really know why he joined the MK, but we can speculate.
Mm.
And I've ordered this list in by how likely I think it is.
Okay.
Right. Number one, he joined the bigger party.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the MK's first election and they got 5% more than the EFF.
Mm.
So he sees this as a bigger opportunity to affect change.
Mm-hmm.
And he possibly got a salary bump because they are a bigger party.
Bay Fish.
Although, yeah, again, I can't say that for sure. I'm just guessing. Potentially, he got a pay bump.
We're speculating that the man was fishing.
Yeah.
For big things.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the first reason he could have joined the MK.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason, he feels unappreciated at the EFF.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I obviously have no idea how this man feels in his life, but I thought I'd put it in second because that's a big reason why people move to a different job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
That's true.
100%. You know, if you like have the opportunity to move to a different job, there's a lot of people, you know, who can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Number three, he wants to break out of the shadows and gain more name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I said at the beginning that I wondered how much or how many people know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps does he want that more name recognition?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he going to the MK to do the same job that he was doing anyway?
Mm.
You know, I have no idea. We'll have to wait and see. You know, if he has the same or different role at the MK party. The fourth and most unlikely thing that I think that I've seen floating around is that this is a soft launch for an MK-EFF merger.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Interesting.
So this totally doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep.
The MK and EFF are ideologically very different.
Mm.
The EFF is a progressive party that I would consider voting for, and the MK is a conservative party that is a danger to the country.
Oh, no.
They are very different.
Mm-hmm.
And if Malema believes in the things that he says, he will never join the MK party.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I believe. You know, stranger things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
If they do merge together, don't say,
we won't blame you, it's okay. You know what,
it's fine, blame me, it's my fault.
Nah.
I'm the one who made them merge, yeah.
We put that idea out there, but it was the least.
The least?
The least potential, least possible.
Yes, the least possible
idea. Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the political landscape, this is a major coup for the MK party. They weaken their rival and strengthen their position all in one move, right? So again, the MK party is the party of Jacob Zuma.
Mm.
And before I started this podcast, I always thought Jacob Zuma was stupid and he was like, just a...
Yeah, we had very bad and negative impressions of him, you know, from what we'd seen and what we'd heard he'd done.
Morally, he's a bad person.
Yes,
that hasn't changed.
For sure.
But I'm saying... His skills, he's an incredible tactician.
For sure.
That I never saw that coming.
Mm.
But yes. Now, I think we spoke about this before we started the podcast, but I thought we should mention it.
Mm-hmm.
You said you don't know how many EFF voters vote based on knowing who Floyd Shivambu is.
Mm.
Right? So we literally have no idea whether the EFF will lose or gain votes because of this.
Yeah.
That's the only dimension that we can't really speak about too much because it's like, again, who knows Floyd Shivambu? Does that make sense?
For sure.
Okay.
We don't know anything really, you know. People move in silence and they do things in the background. They work with other people, so... Like it's hard to say for certain, but
I
definitely, like you said earlier, you have a face of a campaign, and that's the people tend to vote for, you know?
Yes.
How many
but
other
no,
people are
I
doing
understand
research?
That, but if you're like tapped into politics and you're really interested, then you do want to know that there is somebody there that's, you know, like I said, drilling down into the nitty-gritty. So
sure.
I'm sure that there are people out there.
Mm.
But like you said, anyway, the next story is that the mayor of Johannesburg, Kabelo Gwamanda, has resigned.
Oh, yes.
And we were doing the podcast when he first came into office.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, he was a puppet.
Mm.
Because...
the puppets...
I love you.
Yeah. I'm thinking the man was a puppet in politics, huh?
Yes.
Although.
So, I call it politics. But also, so, at the time, there was an ANC EFF Al Jamaa coalition. There were actually more members, but those are the three main people we need to be talking about here, mm-hmm. right? After the EFF members refused to vote for the ANC mayor, and the ANC members refused to vote for an EFF candidate, they compromised by electing an Al Jamaa member. Mm. First, I forget, I think his name was Tapelo Ahmad. Mm. This was like 2 years ago. Mm. But now the current mayor is also from Al Jamaa. His name is Kwabelo Gwamanda. He's also resigned.
Mm.
Right? Because since the elections a few weeks ago, Al Jamaa lost their one seat in the Gauteng legislature. Mm. Therefore, the ANC don't need him anymore. Because mm. if you don't have a seat in parliament, then, you know,
you have no use to us anymore.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.
What are you doing here?
Exactly. Just,
we
exactly.
don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Beat it, nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Get the hell out of here.
Get.
Yeah. Anyway. So, because of that, the ANC have a new guy. His name is Dada Moreno.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of this guy?
Mr. Dada, no, I haven't.
Alright, well, it's not important, but he was an ANC councillor.
Mm.
And he's going to be our new mayor. He was voted in last night.
Interesting.
Mm.
So we have an ANC...
mayor.
Mayor.
Yes. Mayor. But it's not going to be different than it was before, because like I said, Gwamanda was a puppet of the ANC.
Mm.
So...
now there's a new puppet...
yeah, it's just a more direct puppet now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
For sure.
The next news story is that Donald Trump and Elon Musk did an X space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a space is?
A space.
An X space.
An X space. Tell me what an X space is.
Okay, well, X is formerly known as Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yes, yes.
And space is it's a feature where you have 1 to 5 speakers and then like thousands of people can listen in.
Mm.
And I just happened to be awake at that time. It was like at 3:30 in the morning.
Damn,
I couldn't sleep.
Girl.
I couldn't sleep. So I was on the online and I saw, you know, the space was there. So I clicked on it. And first of all, it was delayed for like 30 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
And Elon came and he started complaining and he was like, it was a massive DDoS attack, which it was not. Everyone immediately fact checked him and said that it wasn't a DDoS attack. He's full of shit.
Oh my God, really?
But anyway, when they did eventually start speaking, it was just Trump rambling and complaining about a lot of bullshit.
Mm.
First of all, about being shot, which first, you know, I understand.
We over that, bro.
We over that, but he's not over that. I totally understand him, you know, speaking about it. But it was very boring to listen to him be like, they shot me. And there was blood. There was so much blood, folks.
Mm.
And
jeez.
Yes, he just sounded tired and rambly and... yes,
it wasn't 100%.
Yes. Then ready. They spoke about migration.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just like... they tried to speak ill of Kamala, but it wasn't really working. So, I'm actually... it is, what, August now?
Mm.
I'm ready to call the election.
Well, what was the purpose of this X space?
It's promotion.
Promotion for who?
Donald Trump.
Oh.
To try and get more voters.
Oh. Well, in that case, if you just started off like that, I would have said, don't watch that shit.
Okay.
But I guess that's interesting. So he got Elon Musk to come on?
No, Elon Musk got him to come on.
Oh,
because
shit.
Elon Musk wants people to be on his platform, right?
Oh.
So it was a win-win for both of them.
So in order to watch this, people had to come on to
his platform, you know? X.
Mm.
Well, I call it Twitter. I don't call it X, but yes.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Didn't you hear them say that, dog?
But I'm saying it was so boring.
Yeah.
I don't know who... I don't know... this is not a good advert for X, where people will want to listen to stuff on X.
Mm.
And this is not a good advert for Trump, because he sounds like a whiny rambler.
Mm.
So, in both cases...
it's a fail.
it's a fail.
Yeah, it's a fail.
You know, I have no analytics or to explain that it's a fail, but in my mind, I think it's a fail.
I'll take it as a fail, you know. Yeah. Anyone else, you can come through and tell me it's not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's in August and I'm ready to call the election now.
What are you calling it?
I'm saying Kamala's going to win in a landslide.
Oh,
and people are going to say, oh, Presh, what about 2016? People said Hillary will win in a landslide. Yeah.
But we're not in 2016 anymore, kids.
Yes.
We've grown up, you know.
Yes. Things we're not changed. In 2016.
Shit.
It's far different now.
Exactly.
Kamala's winning in a landslide. It's not going to be close.
Oh, yeah.
It's, yeah. Anyway, our final story this week. There's been an mpox outbreak.
Oh no!
So I'm reading this from aljazeera.com in a story by Arisha Lodi. For the second time since 2022, mpox has been declared a global health emergency as the virus spreads rapidly across the African continent and risks entering other continents. The virus spreads rapidly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday issued its health level of alert for the viral disease, noting that more than 14,000 cases and 524 deaths in Africa this year had already exceeded last year's figures.
Damn.
So what is mpox? Mpox is a viral infection that primarily affects humans and animals. It belongs to a group of viruses classified as orthopox virus genus. These typically cause pox-like disease, which includes a rash with raised bumps or blisters on the skin. The bumps are often filled with fluid or pus and can eventually crust over and heal. Mpox is similar to the now eradicated smallpox and other pox viruses like cowpox and vaccinia.
Hectic, man.
How is mpox transmitted? The mpox virus is transmitted to humans through close contact with an infected animal or person. Animal-to-human transmission typically occurs through bites, scratches, or direct contact with the blood, bodily fluids, or wounds of an infected animal. Human-to-human transmission can happen through direct contact with skin lesions, bodily fluids, or respiratory droplets of an infected person. Prolonged face-to-face contact with an infected person, touching contaminated objects such as bedding or clothing have been in contact with infectious materials, although this is a rare mode of transmission. So the virus enters the body through broken skin, like the respiratory tract or mucous membranes, which includes the eyes, nose, and mouth.
Sure. So don't get any of your gooeys in your holes, in your body, or in any cuts and shit, you know. That should help save and make sure you are safe from the mpox.
Yes. So what I'm guessing, when it says respiratory droplets, that makes me think we should mask up. And I think so I don't know if I should say this now, but from next week I'm going on holiday. So I'm not gonna be putting out a podcast. I think I might put out next week, but you know, for the next 2 weeks after that I won't. And when I do leave, I'm going to be using a mask, definitely, because it's too risky not to.
Safety first.
Kids. Safety first, I 100%.
Feel. Whenever you go to the airport, it's a good idea to go with a mask, because you don't know what international diseases are traveling all over the world. You never know where you might pick anything up. So, you know, it's just the common courtesy at this point, you know, especially if you have a sensitive nose like me. I get allergies, I'll be sneezing, you know. I don't want anyone to think I got mpox or anything, you know. I just be sneezing. So it's convenient for me to keep a mask on too.
All right, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like,
yes,
etc. Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review.
Please, 5.
You can find all our links at paicip.com. That's paicip.com. Please tell a friend.
Yes.
Tell that friend to tell a friend.
Yes.
Tell a family member.
Yeah.
So goodbye.
And don't forget to tell your grandma about what you learned today.
Yeah. Grandma.